Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
I want to talk to you about some guidelines for using illustrations in your preaching. And I have 12 guidelines I just want to walk through that are general principles that I think will help shape and direct your use of illustrations. Number one, don't use too many. I think one imbalance of many American preachers is an overuse of illustrations. And I think the older a man is, the more stories he tells. And I think you need to limit the number of your illustrations. Second is to make the point of the illustration clear. In other words, the first sentences after you give an illustration, and perhaps even the sentence that sets up the illustration, are very important sentences. It may be clear in your mind why you're giving this illustration. You need to state the obvious, what the point of this illustration is. Third, as you use illustrations, do not glamorize sin. Do not glorify sin. To make it appealing, sometimes people in their pre-conversion testimony give such a glamour to sin that it almost is enticing to people to want to revisit something like that. I think whatever movies you would maybe quote or television programs, you're not wanting to use an illustration that's going to encourage someone to go to that movie or to watch that television program if they really have no business watching it. Fourth, do not be the hero of your own story. If you're giving a personal illustration, it's better to be self-deprecating. People will relate to you better if your illustrations are not promoting yourself. So I would encourage you, as you would use yourself, to use more failures than successes. Fifth, be brief, be concise. Don't let your illustration be drug out and take extended period of time. So therefore, you're going to have to restrain the use of details in your illustration. Get to the point of the illustration without being sidetracked and giving unnecessary information. Six, do not repeat the same illustration over and over again. It's kind of insulting to people to have to listen to the same illustration multiple times. Seventh, vary the kind of illustration that you use. Vary the source from which you draw your illustrations. In other words, every illustration cannot be drawn from the culture. Every illustration cannot be drawn from church history. Every illustration cannot be a personal illustration. Diversity. Variety is very important. Eighth, be sensitive to certain groups in your church. There could be minorities, there could be ethnic groups, there could be subcultures. Just be careful. I've learned this the hard way. I've put my foot in my mouth several times in the pulpit and shown insensitivity. Ninth, receive permission in using illustration if it involves a person who's actually there in church. So if I'm going to use one of my children, for example, I need to check in with them so that they all of a sudden in the middle of the sermon don't find themselves in an awkward situation. Or if you're involving someone else in the church, I would really check in with them in the lobby. Would you mind if I mention your illness or whatever and the verse that God used to encourage you? Tenth, guard your humor. I've learned that one the hard way. as well. There have been a couple of times in my earlier years I've had to get in the pulpit the next Sunday and ask for forgiveness because my use of humor crossed the line. And it was very funny, but it just wasn't funny to the person I was picking on. And so as a pastor, as a preacher, your words have extraordinary weight, maybe more than what you realize, and especially when you're standing in the pulpit. So be careful in your use of humor. 11, have your facts correct. If you're using a historical example, you really may need to do a Google search and get the right century or to have the proper dates, because that will become a fly in the ointment. And there are going to be people out there on their cell phone. They may be fact-checking you in the middle of your sermon, and they're not going to listen to this great illustration. What they're going to be thinking about is the mistake that you had in that particular illustration, or you have the wrong capital for a state or whatever. Check your facts. And then 12th and finally, consider writing out your illustration. I often do that for brevity's sake so that I don't ramble and for this illustration to become twice as long as what it should really be. And I understand you can't write out every illustration, and sometimes that may not be helpful. A certain spontaneity may enhance the giving of the illustration, but I often write out my illustrations just so I can have the information correct and that there is an economy of my words. So as you think about using illustrations, I think these 12 points could be of helpful use to you.